Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, you mentioned the Eagles. Yeah. What about A.J. Brown? Is he going somewhere?
No, a couple teams have asked about him. That is a hard no for A.J. Brown. The receivers that are out there, like Jacoby Meyer, who the Steelers called about earlier, the Raiders, Rashid Shaheed, Calvin Ridley, those are names.
A hard no, says Jake Lazor.
Big fat no.
When it comes to A.J. Brown. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we're giving away a four-pack of tickets to the Flyers and the Sabres. We're going to the game. Midday Show to the Flyers game on December 3rd. Wednesday, December 3rd. We'd love you to come with us. Hugh's Clues. Hugh, why don't you update everyone on the two clues you've given out so far, Hugh? So, the two clues.
Get everyone together. Let me put these clues out because I got a lot of stuff going on. But the first clue was a cartoon.
What do you have going on?
I mean, I got stuff going on.
He's a notepad guy.
I got a pad. I got That's a notepad. Right. Now. Yep. I got to write stuff down because I'm important.
You got a pad, all right.
Go ahead.
You know what? I don't appreciate that. I heard that, Kyle. No need to rehash.
Was my mic on?
It was. Everyone heard it. Yep. Go ahead.
All right. And the first clue was a cartoon character. The second clue, this character is on The Simpsons.
So we have a cartoon character that is on The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Part of The Simpsons. All right, there you go. You got two clues. Third clue coming
you're
up.
You're welcome.
Good luck, everybody.
I mean, at least you narrowed it down. That first clue was a joke.
You're welcome.
The first clue was a joke. We could all agree on that.
I did y'all a solid.
Okay.
So I'm tired of y'all complaining about everything.
Well, I think Jake Lazor did everyone a solid there. We played the report. A.J. Brown, a big fat no. So, you know, we promised an A.J. Brown rumor a day, and when there is that, that's what we got to talk about. No. The closer we get to the trade deadline, the less likely it became. I mean, I didn't think the Eagles were really going to trade A.J. Brown. Did I think it was plausible? Sure. Do I think they're going to do it? No. Do I think he's here next season? Probably not. No.
You think he's here
next season? No.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah, but this year, I mean, look, they're loading up to go try to win the Super Bowl again. That's what the last few weeks have been. And you added up now. Think about this. The Eagles, Howie Roseman has now made 9 trades since the start of training camp. I mean, think about what he's brought in since the start of training camp. He traded for John Mechie, traded for Jacorian Bennett, traded for Sam Howell, traded Darian Kennard to the Packers, traded for Fred Johnson, traded for Tank Bigsby, traded for Michael Carter, traded for Jay Alexander, traded for Jalen Phillips. I don't think I missed any, right? 9 trades since the beginning of training camp?
Yeah, they're trying to make the team better.
My favorite part of Howie Roseman is that he's never comfortable, and he never just sits on his hands. I mean, you think about all the other teams in the NFL, they all could try to get a little bit better. Howie Roseman never stops trying to make the Eagles better. And, Hugh, I appreciate with him that even if he's replacing one of the moves he already made to get better, he does it. Like, some GMs say, oh, I made that move, I believed in it, let me just sit on it. He doesn't do that. Like, in essence, Jalen Phillips is what? Going to replace Azeez Ojulari? And Brandon Graham's going to replace Patrick Johnson?
Like, More than likely.
He keeps turning the roster over to make it better. You know, Jair Alexander could replace Adoree Jackson. You know, whatever it is. Michael Carter is going to replace the young corner behind, Cooper DeJean. And they're going to have Tank Bigsby. I think he's the number two back on the team now. I think he's going to.
He had a good run the last game. So yeah,
he's already overtaken AJ Dillon. Yeah, I just love that Howie doesn't stop.
We got to cut AJ Dillon though, right?
We got to cut.
He stinks.
No, I think he's right. Well, think about.
He hasn't given you what you wanted because you thought with the size, complimentary back to Sayshawn. No, he hasn't been.
That. Well, just think about it like this. In by the time they play the game in Green Bay next Monday, right? They're going to have to activate Brandon Graham.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to likely activate Nolan Smith. They're going to activate Jalen Phillips, right? That's I didn't even include Jair Alexander or Michael Carter. But
yeah, you got some room.
I mean, I would think Michael Carter's going to be on the roster. We'll see about Jair Alexander, how he comes along, and if he's ready to play. But that's four spots they're going to have to activate. So who's out of here? AJ Dillon's going to be out of here?
Yeah. Get lost.
Patrick Johnson, get lost?
Yeah, get lost.
Our get lost rankings for the Eagles.
Y'all are hilarious.
Are we saying goodbye to Adoree Jackson? I didn't even mention Ja'Corian Bennett. He's activated too.
Yeah. Look, one of them's got to get lost.
Piece. Like Ja'Corian, I think he'll be here. Because they flew
they
him
did just
like,
trade
on
for
a
him.
Red eye.
Yeah.
He got flown on a red
eye. So you think Adoree Jackson's getting his walking papers on Monday?
Probably.
Okay. AJ Dillon getting his walking papers?
That's a lofty one.
Why?
No, I'm just saying. I hear what Kyle's saying, but I don't know.
Well, how many backs are they going to keep?
You got Shipley. You have
Dillon. You have Bigsby and Saquon.
Okay, isn't it another one? Am I thinking of another back?
I think just the four.
Okay.
But, I mean, if they're they're bringing in all these extra defensive players, I'm just saying, like, we're running out of space here.
I can see Dillon probably being an odd man. I can see that. Because you got three that you're going to dress, right? And he's probably going to be – see, I don't know how they dress folks out, but Brandon has to dress, to your point. Well, so, yeah, he'll probably be the odd man.
And they're probably going to activate Nolan Smith and Ja'Corian Bennett.
Yeah, he'll probably be the odd man.
And Michael Carter. I mean, and Jalen Phillips. It's my favorite part about Howie. He never rests. And even if it's a depth piece, he's going to make it better. It's my favorite part of him is, you know, running this team. Let's go to John in Philly up on WIP. What's up, John?
Hey, what's happening, boys? Thanks for taking my call.
John. What's up?
So first, hoist the colors, baby. Okay? Listen, just like Joe said, it is simple math. Even if our star quarterback went down, God forbid, you know, crossing my fingers and my toes simultaneously, even if he goes down, Tanner McKee has proven that he can come in and be a reliable back enough to beat, at best, what do we need? Average teams to be beat? So even if that happens, Dotson played better. We got A.J. coming back. Smitty is putting up numbers. The offensive line is getting healthier. Our tight end is balling out. And at this point, we have legitimately only balled out two times. And this is without Jalen even being cut loose in the running game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he saves that for the playoffs, and we all know that. There's no reason for him to take chances during the regular season when we have especially a week of a division as we do. So, you know, if you were going to say, you know, I don't know, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch when it comes to winning the entire, you know, NFC, I would say, okay, I can
get
behind
that. That's a different story, yeah. The NFC's tough. Between the Rams, Seahawks, Lions, Packers, I mean, there's a lot of good teams, Bucks, but the NFC's, I mean, John just laid it out for you. This division is a wrap. You hear him there?
It's a wrap. Hoist the colors, baby. Okay, I know you're scarred for some bad times, you know? Like, look, I know you got, you know, you wearing some scars in there as a player, but, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, today's game, with the consistency this team has played in, you know, minus a bad game or two, which every good team does.
He said consistency?
Well, consistent winning, in case you missed that.
Okay.
Yeah, they win a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
John, I respect your opinion. I really do. And I'm not about to rain on your parade.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But I admire how you twist yourself in the pretzel to validate your feeling. And you have every right to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot sit here and tell me. You can't, well, first, you can't use the word consistency when you talk about this team because they just started looking consistent a couple weeks ago.
But they consistently win.
Yeah,
but
they
how
do.
How many games over the last four?
No, I get.
Listen, our coach in general is a consistent winning coach.
Tell
winning
him, John.
Formula, yeah, winning culture.
This is why I love
winning quarterback.
Yep.
You got a bunch of dogs, man. Release the hounds, bro.
I hear you, Joe. Hey, John, I'm with you. Okay. I'm still
he gets it.
Not conceding the division.
He's raising
but,
the banner.
But he's, you know what's funny about this conversation? Because I can see John. Mm-hmm. I can vividly see you, John, the first couple of games.
I love that. That's what I want.
throwing fits
yeah.
when certain things didn't happen going certain ways. But this is the beauty of being Eagles fans. I got you.
John,
I got you,
what's
John.
Your guess
and
for
it's
us?
It's the beauty of winning and having that Super Bowl.
Damn right.
Or two
no, you,
under
you,
our
I'm,
belt
I'm
too,
with
John
you. John,
gets
yes,
it. John gets
got it. You
John,
get it.
What's your guess for Hughes Clues to go to the Flyers game?
Listen, just like I said it, release the hounds. Mr. Burns.
Mr. Burns, a good guess. Not it.
Mr. Burns.
Yeah, from Simpsons.
Which you one is Mr. Burns?
Are you serious?
One of the biggest characters.
I mean, this is a huge L for you.
See, fine. I can't remember Mr. Burns.
He runs the power plant.
Oh, the power. Okay,
yes.
The old guy.
Yes.
I thought that was no. Smithers is his friend, right?
Now we're throwing names.
Oh, my bad.
That's not it, folks. But we just gave one away. I mean, that's,
my bad.
It's a major character.
God looked at me.
These
like,
are major
no,
characters.
My bad. I'm gonna be quiet. Before I give it away.
So what did you take exception to what John said about them winning games even if they had injuries?
I just like how we like to throw that word consistent out there.
But
that was fun.
But they win consistently.
They do.
Yeah.
And we have argued here on this station a few times about how lucky, air quotes, they've been. So, you know, I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it. I just, they're trending in the right direction. I'm going to say that. But I am not ready to concede the fact that we've won the East yet.
I think that it depends on what – different years are different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
The NFC East stinks.
Every year.
It's one of the worst divisions of football when you look at the other three teams.
Totally
right?
agree.
We could feel the way we feel about the Eagles, but the other three teams, there might not be a team that finishes over 500. I mean, in fact, the Cowboys are the best shot to finish 500 or better. And what are they going to be? 9-7-1? 8-8-1?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I just don't see anyone.
That's what I'm saying. Those nine games, a lot could happen in nine games, man.
We have six wins already. What's going to happen?
A lot can happen. A lot can happen.
Like, all right, hold on a second. Three of the games are against the Raiders here, and two Commanders games, possibly and likely without Jaden Daniels. Those are W's.
Wait a minute.
So we're at nine.
Wait a minute. What was that year we started? We had 10 wins, and then we collapsed down the end?
Yeah, and we still got to 11 wins.
No, but I'm saying we collapsed, though.
Right. Totally did. But they got to 11 wins.
And then we went into the playoffs and got trounced.
I think you're missing the point. If the Eagles collapse and get to 11 wins, they could sleepwalk to the division title.
No, I hear what you're saying, but still, I'm not ready to concede that yet. I hear you. The math is mathing. The math is definitely mathing.
I've been trying to give you the math.
You have, and I've looked at the math. I saw it even though I had to add it up myself. I saw it. I saw what you saw. Still not ready to go there.
Kyle, do you think any part of this is the last Eagles team to win back-to-back division titles featured
Hugh
Douglas?
You know, it does always come back to Hugh being
and
selfish.
And maybe he doesn't want to give that to them.
You know what's funny
because you live in infamy as the last back-to-back division winner.
Don't nobody care about winning the division back-to-back?
Well, what do you mean no one cares about it?
I mean, that's not like y'all act like I sit up here at night and be like, you know what? I woke up and say, oh my gosh, they're going to go back to back.
Today's a day of celebration.
Yeah. I'm just wondering.
Because we're raising a banner.
No, we got nine games left.
Screw them. Screw the games.
The games are decided.
You guys are ridiculous, that. Man. I love both of you guys.
Well, all right, let's do a little math workshop in here. What do you think the Eagles' final record will be? I have a number in my head.
9 games left. I can see 5-4. I can see 6-3.
Okay. Well, let's go off 5-4 because that's a little bit more like closer to the middle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
5-4.
That puts them at 11-6. Am I correct on my math on that? That
would sound be about right.
11-6.
I am appalled.
Are you ready for this? Here is what it would take for everybody else in this division to get to 11-6 to stop us from winning the division. I'm going to do a little math with you guys here on the standings in the NFC East. So if 11-6 is the bar that Philadelphia Eagles will get to this season, officially the Giants have been eliminated from NFC East contention because they had their 7th loss yesterday, yes. Right? So they're eliminated. The Commanders would have to win out to get to 11-6. Do we think the Commanders are winning out?
Ooh, with who? Mm. With Marcus Mariota?
Yeah. Okay, that's a wrap. The Dallas Cowboys to beat the Eagles and get to 11-6. Now, they can't get to 11-6.
They got
to
run the table, don't they?
They have a tie. So 11-5-1 is what they would need to topple the Eagles, which means the Dallas Cowboys, who have to play the Chiefs and the Lions and the Eagles, can only lose one more game the rest of the season.
Run the table. So they basically would have to probably run the table.
So if you think the Eagles are getting to 11-6, walk with me, Hugh. The division is...
Still got 9 games.
But this is your
still
math.
Still got 9
this
games.
I'm just saying.
I'm just. I'm in the now.
I went
I'm
off your math.
It starts. No, you're right.
Kyle, I went.
Starts,
I,
you math
starts. Starts know. This weekend yeah. with the Green Bay Packers.
Did you keep track of that in your notepad though?
Yes, I did. No, I'm gonna write that down. Starts
with the Green Bay Packers.
With
brick by brick, you.
I might steal that line to start off the pregame show on Monday. It starts with the Green Bay Packers.
Starts with Green.
All right, let's go to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron is up on WIP.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Good afternoon, Aaron. It's usually the morning, but it is afternoon. It is past noon on the East Coast. Aaron, what do you got for us today?
Joe, you are not one of my favorite people today, my friend. I mean, first off, can we please stop with the L.A. Dodgers, okay? My in-laws are
diehard
fans.
They won.
I don't care.
What do you want me to, you want me not to, you want me not to say anything about it? Like, that was a great World Series.
The Philly season is over. Leave it alone. It's done. It's over.
Right,
okay?
But hold on. But Aaron,
I'm going to have to listen to it from these people.
Well, that's your fault.
It's going to be a made-for-TV movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but the bottom line is we have to figure out a way to beat that team. So I'm invested in how they win because we got to topple them now.
Spend money. And you are like, you keep throwing the Bronx Tale, right? There is a character in the Bronx Tale mm-hmm. that's called, I think his name is Mush.
Mush, yeah.
And basically everything he bets on turns to mush.
So, Aaron, the Eagles. Let's unpack this. Let's unpack the mush. In 2024, I said the NL East was over and the Phillies won the NL East. And then in August,
halfway through the season when they had their hot start, you said that this team was going to win 100 and something games, and I think they won like 5 of the next 25 games or something
like that.
That
feels a little extreme. That feels a little extreme, but okay. But the bottom line is when I say a division is over, it has been over. I called the NL East over in August. It was over. The NFC East is over, Aaron. Walk with me here.
Walk with them.
We need to take the approach that the chosen one takes, the Sky Marshal. We have to look at each game, and we'll see at the end. But guess what? This game coming up this week, yesterday was an absolute anomaly. It was the classic example of a team overlooking the opponent that's in front of them because they're facing a juggernaut next week. We got to be focused on this Packers team. We can't. The NFC East is a consolation prize. We're in it. We're in it to win it. We're there for one reason and one reason and that's to win the Super Bowl.
It's not a consolation prize. Hugh always says this, you have to win your division first. It's the first goal. Also, the Eagles haven't won it in back-to-back years in 2 decades.
Haven't won back-to-back in a long time.
To say that it's a consolation prize is a joke. I mean, it's the first goal, Aaron. It's the first goal. It's not a consolation prize. It's the key to all the other goals. Win the division first, get as high a seed as possible, and let's get back to the Super Bowl. Consolation prize? That's what you say after the fact. Like, because we won't celebrate an NFC East if they don't win the Super Bowl. That's for today. We're celebrating today because it's the first step of the journey. Do you guys do this in other aspects of life?
What's that?
I'm just so confused.
What do you mean?
Like, all right, when you watch, let's say the Olympics are on. You're watching a track meet or a swimming event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone has a big lead. Do you sit there and say they might not win? Or do you say they're probably going to win?
No, you say they're probably going to win, well, but the race isn't over. You know what? I give you a perfect example.
But sometimes you do, though. You're watching a race and someone's way out ahead. You say they won.
Let me tell you why.
You need to see the end?
Let me tell you why. Yes. Let me tell you why I'm steeped in the way that I feel.
Okay.
I remember watching the Falcons and the Patriots play.
Sure.
And they came out and they opened up a can of whoop ass in the first half.
Okay.
And I remember it was a bunch of rappers and stuff. I think Ludacris was one of the guys. Like, everybody, they were at a party. I wasn't at the party, but I remember him telling the story. And everybody thought the game was over. People were celebrating the fact that the Falcons had won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I remember him saying, hey, still a lot of time left. It's the same premise.
It's not.
It kind of is.
Dude, that was Tom Brady.
I understand.
This is the Giants, Commanders, and Cowboys.
Don't matter. That was the first time that happened in the history of the NFL.
But
was that the first time that happened in the history of the NFL?
28-3 in a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Sure. But outliers are not – that's rare.
No, but you project – like, here's the thing. You always shooting for the win, Joe, but you got to be prepared for it because those can be devastating.
But sure. But hold on a second. That is a once-in-a-lifetime comeback in a single game with Tom Brady on the other side. This is a division that is
– And
– this is a race that – if this is a horse race, two of the horses have fallen down. We got to put them down.
And
then we have the Cowboys as the one chasing us. They can't finish the race.
Still a lot of football left to be played. Okay. 9 games left.
Yep.
And I am comfortable in my trepidation. And that's where I will stay.
I'm glad you admitted it.
I am comfortable.
I mean, you're terrified.
No, I'm not. I didn't say terrified. I said trepidation. It's different.
Kyle, he compared it to the Patriots with Brady coming back.
No, but
in a Super Bowl.
I gave you an example. I didn't say this was the exact example. I just gave you an example of how things like this could potentially play out.
One in a millions aren't how you project the future.
But you maintain
a meteor could hit the station.
You maintain your focus. That's the point that I'm making. That I see both of you guys are clearly missing.
I'm totally
you gotta maintain
focused.
Your focus.
The division's over.
Not me.
I'm completely focused.
I'm gonna focus on anything.
Definitely need it.
Let's go to Reese in Westchester. What's up, Reese?
Reese.
Reese.
Moment too big.
Reese going once, twice. All right. Let's grab, what is this? I'm with Hugh calls Brian in Newtown. What's up, Brian?
Oh, he didn't.
It's wonderful. Back to back there.
hard to go back to back.
I blame Hugh for this one. Let's go to Juice in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
What's up, Hugh? What's up, Joe?
What's
up, fellas? All right, first thing, Hugh, I love you, but I'm sorry. I told you that was coming, and it came this weekend. I did beat you in fantasy, you and my son. Thank God, because I didn't want to hear him all week.
Oh, yeah, that
it was more about him, bro.
Have you fallen down to 500? Have you fallen down to 500, Hugh? What is going on
I have.
Here?
I don't know. Yeah,
my goodness gracious.
I'm not 500.
Still in the playoff spot, though.
I'm still in the playoff.
Yeah, you are. You're 500.
I'm still in the playoff hunt.
That's not a good look to 500, though. You talked a lot of talk early in the season.
I did. But you know what? All I got to do is get in. I just got to get in the dance.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Juice.
Yeah. So real quick. So here's the thing, Joe. While I was sitting here listening, you know, you're right. I feel like they have come true when you've kind of called them. But let's just say that as soon as you do that, it usually doesn't end up well, and then it turns out ending up well. Like, what I'm saying is this. You called the Phillies done 2 years ago, and they held on.
Yes.
Okay? They held on. They didn't just walk away with it like you thought they were going to. Once you declared it, they held on. Okay? And then this year, you declared it. Yeah, I mean, the Mets kind of did it to themselves.
They won the game, but
the
Phillies won the division by like 15 games this year.
Yeah, I agree with that. So this year, I agree. And then, but you also, like, I'm just saying, do you remember when you were talking to Cole Hamels and you brought up that thing about Schwarber and you asked him how he would pitch to him?
Yeah.
And Hamels was like, nah, I don't want to say, you know, da-da-da. You remember, the very next at-bat was the end of that streak, right? The very next Kyle Schwarber at-bat that day, the streak was over.
Jinx
I'm
Jillio.
Just saying.
Yeah, but like, Juice, isn't that more of a product of just baseball rather than whatever the hell I asked Cole Hamels?
No, so this sounds like a Jalen Hurts argument. I know you can't have your cake and eat it too. You said something, and then you mushed it. That's mush. What we call a mush. A mush is necessarily, like, I do it all the time playing softball. Somebody will come up, I'll be like, dude, you haven't made an out all day.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, I know. Bang, that at bat, they pop up.
But Juice, the probability was they were going to make an out soon anyway. Nothing to do with you.
Man, don't tell them that. Why are you giving my secrets up?
No, we shouldn't do it. All right, Juice, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues?
Man, so it's so many people it could be. I'll say Ned Flanders.
Ned Flanders, Juice. It's a good guess.
That's the Jesus guy, right?
We have Ned gotten Flanders. Some fun guesses so far. All right, a third clue coming your way on the other side. 215-592-9490. We got a four-pack of tickets. We're going to the Flyers game December 3rd against the Sabres. Midday show, night at the Flyers. All right, we're going to check in on the other side with our next opponent, the Green Bay Packers. Boy, they had a tough day yesterday. We're going to hear from them after the game. They're already ripping the coach on radio there, and a huge injury coming out of Green Bay that does impact next week, and I think it impacts the NFC. This guy's one of the better players in the league right now. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard as we react to the Eagles' trades, Howie Roseman's moves, and is the NFC East over? We're raising the banner today. I mean, Kyle and I have declared this thing over. Hugh Douglas, what's the word? Trepidation? Scared?
Trepidation.
Fear? Cowardice?
Not so much, man. Yeah. Not so much.
Cowboy Douglas over here. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.